Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K!
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, September 27th. I can speak. And who is it that can speak? I'm Miranda Janelle.
I am Matt Frank and Cat, and I have a voice again. Sort of.
Yeah, you do. All right. If you would like to interact with the live show, you can go ahead and send us a tweet over at Movie Nights Pod. We don't have any of those other fancier methods. At least, you know, no. We don't do Facebook. Not yet. And it's just going to be the cat and I for a while. It seems like it's been a while since it's just been you and me, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It does seem like it's been a while.
Yeah.
So, being kind of crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's been interesting. It's been, I kept thinking about it throughout the week. And at one point I thought, oh, boo hoo. People actually want to be on your show. You know what I mean?
20 seats.
Oh, come on. You're going to whiny seeps me on that? Oh, God, I just did that in a whiny voice, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
I could have been a whiny kitty, but I had no voice to be whiny with.
Mm. Oh, Beaker voice. I remember that.
I can't hit Beaker yet. I'm working on it again.
All right. You sound like you're pooped tonight. What's going on, dude?
Just a little tired. It's been a rough week. I finally, I think about Tuesday or...
Kitty?
I guess Sunday. Operation New Litter Box is still underway. And today is 39 days until I leave.
Woo-hoo.
It is 39 days, right? Yeah, it's 39 days. Well, technically 38, but anyway, semantics.
Wait, did you just see the tweet? All right. DC Cantel says, at Movie Night's Pod, whiny Siebes sounds like drunk Siebes. Wait a minute. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I did crack the episode 37. I opened up the bottle of Ravenswood Cabernet Sauvignon and yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yes, I have.
You threatened to do that.
No, it was a dare. Raphael dared me.
Oh well, you have to show that German how things go.
Well, yeah, but also leave no dare undone, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, that's a terrible, terrible policy.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
Take that back.
As long as we are talking about things that are in the past, we're no longer going to do the No Netheads content was plagiarized in the creation of this podcast. Yeah, we were always kind of just joking along. You know, by the time that we started saying that, we had pretty much just decided, we're just going to let it go. You know, it wasn't malicious in nature. So we're no longer going to be making fun of that incident. Something that we had decided. We're still good on that, right, Kitty?
Or boring.
Well, fine.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I got my voice back. I got to start saying words and things.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Speak up, dummy.
I forgot where we were at.
Wait, I already have that.
Speak up, dummy.
Oh, wow, that's old. That's from the old microphone. Wow, it sounds like crap. Awesome. Dude, seriously, speak up. I need to I had to do an upgrade on
delayed reaction.
Wait, what?
Or delay. It sounded like a delayed echo. Sorry. Well, where'd you go all of a sudden?
Kitty.
Anyway, we were talking about Operation New Litter Box. And,
yes, take it.
Okay, well, I was trying to think. Well, I told you I was sick. And I got sick again, you know, after I moved a whole lot of stuff out of my, you know, I'm moving out of the master bedroom, putting my stepdad in there. And I guess my sister's going to be moving into the house, so. I've got that settled. I don't have to worry about the house, you know, having someone be here and take care of it. So I guess overworked myself Sunday, which I was still kind of sick. And so I got real sick and I missed like almost 3 days of work. And I guess about Thursday, I finally started getting a little bit better, got my voice back a little bit. And then Friday I was off from the big box and I finally moved all of my stuff out of my room and I was sitting there on the, you know, just on the carpet and I'm really doing this. So now it's really, really real. And it won't be really, really, really real until November the 5th. So I just thought I would kind of update because I do send out the updates on Twitter, but you know, it's only 146 characters and hashtag it with Operation New Litter Box. Or hashtag ONLB. Sometimes my tweets will get a little bit long.
I have some news on that front as well.
Uh-oh.
Virgin America Flight 874. I am confirmed. So I bought my tickets.
Nice. So it's really, really real.
I have time off. And I have purchased my tickets. That's why you got the text message the other day telling you that you are officially no longer allowed to freak out, and there is no backing out. You are coming out, period. Because now I've sunk money into it, so there's no backing out now, dude. Your honor is at stake. Your honor as a midnight movie night who forgot to silence a device.
Yeah.
That wasn't your MiFi, was it?
No, it was my Galaxy Tab. I've got my notes on it, and I left my charger in the other room.
Oh, no.
But I did take pictures of the screen, so I've got my notes.
Do you need to get up and run and get your charger?
No, because it's in, well, I guess it's in my stepdad's room now, and he's asleep, so I don't want to bother.
Well, poop. Okay. Well, then, I guess that can only mean one thing.
Oh, I'm still going to freak out, though.
No, you're not allowed to anymore.
Well, it doesn't mean I'm not going. I'm just going to freak out. Like, every once in a while, like, a few times during the day, I'll freak out. I was like, what am I doing? And then I'll say, oh, okay, I know what I'm doing. It's all good.
Okay, good, because that noise is really hard to make.
And then I started to get scared for a minute. I was like, what's going on? Why these Siebes went away?
It's growling Siebes. Grr. You think you've seen Lion Face before?
Hulk Siebes.
Siebes smash. All right, Kitty. That really can only mean one thing. Do you know what that is?
I'm not sure. What is that?
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Cha-choo! Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
That's right. It's the tournament of segments. What do you say to that, Kitty?
I still like that part. It makes me giggle.
So awesome. Thanks, Al. And I know that he's listening because he's tweeting along.
Hi, Al.
I just lost it. Oh, let's see. Where is it? Where is it? Hey, come on. Oh, things got tense, yo. All right. Well, are you ready to play the Tournament of Segments, Kitty?
Of course.
Or should we describe what the Tournament of Segments is, just in case no one's, you know, someone's listening for like the first time or something?
Okay. Go the Stanley method there.
Oh, well, you're usually the one who explains it. Like, oh, the two times that we have. See, I was doing what's called a throw.
Yeah, well, I don't have my notes, sorry.
I probably should have, like, thrown it to you instead of, like, out to the side, huh?
That doesn't sound right. It really doesn't.
Of course, of course, now my iPad's going to be slow to switch. Oh, why am I even bothering now?
Yeah, seriously,
come on!
Well, I gotta say that I just set this computer up and all of my, you know, equipment up tonight on this makeshift desk because I am misplaced from my room, from my normal setup. So, yeah, I forgot to open the notes to explain things.
Three sets of 13. That's almost 2 weeks. 1 day left. 3, 2, 1. Come on.
Oh, I know. I'm not freaking out. I'm just saying this. 3-2-1. I'm a little off tonight. That's why.
Okay, but 3-2-1, and you're back.
Hi,
Kitty.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
groovy. Are you ready to play the Tournament of Segments?
I am.
See, now, how do we play the Tournament of Segments?
Well, we get topics.
What kind of topics? Like segments?
Yeah, segments.
Like, if people wanted to know what the segments are, is there a web page that they can go to, like maybe midnightmovienights.com/segments.html? And you know, maybe it would be really, really cool if one of us tweeted it.
That would be cool.
Yeah. You know, and I'm working on that now, so why don't you explain how it works?
Okay, you've got a little spinner thing on your iPad. And it has each topic listed, and whenever the spinner stops, whatever that topic is, you have to. You know, one of us has to have one for a point. And if we don't have one, then no point for you. No point for you. Sound about right?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. I was taping a tweet.
Oh, good.
I turned off my brain something. And I didn't listen to you at all.
I explained it perfectly.
Awesome.
Everyone understood.
I'm very, very happy for you. Okay, so what I'm going to do is go ahead and spin, and when we choose, you know, like whichever the topic comes up, I'll just say it out loud. Watch, it's going to land on guest choice, and we don't have a guest. Come on. That would be so awesome. If that happens, like, the tournament's over, okay? Just, like, instantly.
Oh,
we've got tuned in.
Ooh, okay.
Do you want to go first, or shall
sure.
I?
Sure. Go ahead.
What, me?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay. Well, my tuned in is The Emperor's New Groove. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. I haven't seen that in a while.
No touchy. Yeah, it stars David Spade and John Goodman, and oh, my God, it's just freaking hilarious, you know, Emperor Kuzco, total dick, and Pacha helps turn him into a decent guy. Great Disney film. One of my favorites. You know, just it's so much fun. And David Spade kills it as Kuzco. Oh, and Eartha Kitt as Yzma. Oh, and Patrick Warburton's great in this too. Warburton. There we go. I can speech. Oh my god, I love Kronk, especially when he speaks to Carl's.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I need that sound bite. No touchy for at work.
No touchy.
No touchy.
Yeah, just absolutely fantastic. Came out the year 2000. Yeah. So 14 years ago, awesome freaking flick. I love it. What is your tuned in, Kitty?
No, I feel old. You didn't have to say what year it was.
I had IMDb up.
Okay. I've got a Flashpoint, the Justice League movie.
Ooh.
Flashpoint Paradox. And you still haven't seen that yet, have you?
I have not, but I did see it on sale at Target one time. And I think that should count for something.
It counts for something.
Woo!
Well, you might as well wait. In 39 days, we'll probably watch it eventually. But it's... Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Yeah, it's the movie about an alternate universe that Flash, you know, Flash. Barry Allen goes into a different
Not
universe.
Wally West? What about Bart Allen?
But who?
Bart Allen.
The San Francisco subway?
No. No, actually, in Smallville, he ended up being Impulse, but I think at one point Bart Allen was the alias of the Flash as well.
Oh, see, I didn't see Smallville.
But he was mostly Impulse. Well, but he was Impulse in Teen Titans, I believe. I think. I don't know. I don't remember now.
I don't know.
There's but a microphone in front of my face. I got stupid. I don't remember.
I got stupid.
That's horrible.
What?
Moving on.
But it's kind of based on the comic book series right before the New 52 happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shows.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, a totally different side of the DC universe. You know, what is it? The Atlanteans and the Amazons are at war, and like the humans are caught in the middle of it. And, you know, it's the threat of, you know, just annihilation from either side is threatening everybody. And, you know, the Flash is the only one that realizes, you know, that this is not right. Something's wrong. So he goes to seek out, you know, the Justice League, and it's just his journey through that. I don't want to give it away too much because you haven't seen it. And I don't think you've read the series.
I have not.
But it's another, you know, DC animated movie, and they do good animated movies. I mean, they don't have a good track record with some of their live action movies, but the animated movies are really good. What?
I just looked over at my TV and I failed to turn it off earlier. So the screensaver for my Apple TV is showing a bunch of my pictures. And it was Batfleck in front of the new Batmobile. just at the moment I looked over, you know, you were talking about DC movies. Batman? Unfortunately, you were saying that they haven't had a great track record. But... But I am still very, very excited about Batman v Superman. I just thought it was funny that I looked over and actually saw a DC image right then and there while you were talking about them. I'm sorry for interrupting. Carry on.
Sad Batman.
Aw, emo bats.
But, you know, that was my tuned in. Just Justice League Flashpoint Paradox. I think that's what it was called.
Cool.
I just called it Flashpoint because that's what it was called in.
Awesome. Then I'm going to spin away, and let's see what we got.
Hi, Meryl.
And, oh, is it old friend? Please be old friend. That would be awesome. You landed on old friend. All right. Well, you went first last time, so I guess I will this time. But do you have an old friend? My old friend.
Checking my notes. Damn it. No.
You don't have an old friend. Ugh. I just assumed that you did, so... Oh, well. All right. Deduct a point.
Kitty fail. Hashtag kitty fail.
What?
I said hashtag kitty fail.
Oh, that would be awesome if someone actually used that. Okay, well, my old friend, you may start to detect a little bit of a theme. I'm not saying that it's intentional. It may or may not be. But my old friend is Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Yes, I watched the second monkey movie. And yes, I know, they're apes, not monkeys. But, yeah. I'm calling them monkey movies for Revelstoke Jim. It's the joke he made, and it made me laugh, and so I'm tossing that one out there for him. So I watched the second of the monkey movies, and it was really pretty cool seeing some of the earlier special effects, you know, with the fire and the thunder strikes and the fissures in the ground and everything, you know. And just thinking about everything, seeing the humans walking around and the at least Nova, and thinking back to the other humans that ended up getting captured, all of them had really, really good tans. So I couldn't help but wonder, in the year 3995, approximately, is skin cancer still a problem? Has the ozone layer completely healed itself? You know, that was my big moment watching that movie.
If the ozone layer was still around,
is skin cancer still? That
apes were running around controlling people and taking human slaves.
No, the humans all had really good tans, and why was it only the white people up? You know, at least up top. Yeah, it's a really old movie, so I'm not spoiling anything by divulging plot details, because frankly, if you haven't seen it by this time, at least with you know before 5 hours ago, you were probably me. there's people living under the ground, which is why it's called Beneath the Planet of the Apes, and there was some racial diversity there, but topside, it's only white people. You ever notice that? And they all have ridiculously good tans. So, did the ozone layer heal itself? That's what I wonder.
Well, mostly things above ground, the sun is above ground.
Well,
you know?
Right. So, is skin cancer still a problem?
I don't know.
This is what I'm asking. I'm interested in the science. You know, Zira and I would get along fabulously.
Yeah.
You know what?
As long as you were at the other end of
our
color.
Dude, Zira is awesome. I'm always up for female empowerment, you know, especially in an old friend, even if she's an ape. By the way, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, that movie is really, really fucked up. And the no music in the end credits, that was kind of creepy.
I like when movies do that.
Oh.
I think there was another movie that really freaked me. I can't think of what it was. I do like it when it just kind of ends like that. Wasn't it like one of the original cuts of Clerks? It ended with no music. I think it was the original ending that they didn't go with.
The Bang Bang?
Yeah, thanks for
that.
Maybe with a register noise
that.
Or something.
I would have to check on that. No, we landed on Anything Goes. You got anything, Kitty?
Yes, I do.
What do you got?
I'm going to look through my notes again.
You mean the picture of your notes?
Yeah.
And I saw another tweet come in. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see. DC Cantile says, perhaps the surface dwellers have adapted to increased UV radiation. Yeah, probably. I know that makes more sense, but at the moment, I was watching it, I was thinking of the ozone layer, so that's what made it into my my notes. Like, does a nuclear winter heal the ozone? Probably not.
Did you say nuclear, right?
Sorry, what did you say, Katie?
I said, did you say nuclear, right? Just checking.
Are you done checking your notes, or should I, you know...
I've got my notes. I've got Anything Goes.
Wait, what?
I said I have one.
Okay, so go.
Oh, okay, is it my turn?
Yes.
All right, well,
see,
I want to bring
it
up that
it goes,
digital.
You go first, and then I go first, and then you go first.
Okay. I've got, I'm going to bring up that digital copy debate again. I know we've gone over it a couple of times, but
okay.
This week I think I've picked a side. Now, you know, they've been coming out with movies, almost up until a couple of years ago, they were, you know, when they released movies, you know, they got the Blu-ray, DVD, and the digital copy. And I was cool with that, especially with like the Marvel movies. But, here lately, what was it? Was it with Thor the Dark World that they just came out with a Blu-ray and digital copy? Or it was Blu-ray, 3D, and then digital copy. That's what it was. It just seemed like they're starting to get more, they're getting more stingier with these you know, releases. You either get the Blu-ray digital copy, or you just get DVD, or you, you know, you get the 3D. And I don't have a 3D TV, but, you know, I kind of want, you know, the copy of it. You know, is a, you know, the physical copy, and then I would like to have the digital copy. But if they're getting stingier with it, you know, and I brought up the fact that iTunes lately has been releasing the digital copy a couple of weeks, two, three, almost a month in advance of the release of the physical copy. And this week they, I think it was this week that they released X-Men Days of Future Past. And it was like $15. And now I'm looking at what it's going to cost for the actual movie when it comes out, when you get like the Blu-ray and the digital copy, and it's going to end up being like $20 or something, or I think I saw it for 23 somewhere. And I'm like, well, why don't I just get it now? You know, I'm tired of waiting. If they're going to be stingy with it, I'll just go ahead and get the digital copy. That way I can carry it around on all my devices. And I get to see it, you know, 3 weeks before it's released on Blu-ray. So I think that's what I'm going to start doing. I mean, if it's going to be, you know, $15 isn't that bad for a movie.
Not at all.
And so, yeah, I mean, if they're going to start releasing them early like that, I'm all for the digital.
$15 for an HD movie, that's perfect. That's yeah. That's the sweet spot for me. That's the, I will buy that, no questions asked. Well, not just any movie, but any of the ones that I wanted to see, you know, in the theaters or anything that I didn't get to, you know, just even completely sight unseen. If I wanted to see it and it cost $15 in HD, that's my sweet spot. That's right where I will go. Okay.
Yeah, and that was a plus.
Anything more than that, and I'll think about it. At $10, I'm more likely to buy a movie that I was just kind of thinking about, you know, just to check it out, you know. I don't know. I'm with you though. I'm completely with you. I usually end up going for the cheapest option, unless it's something that I definitely want a digital copy of, and then sometimes I will actually just go iTunes only.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've already watched it 3 times, so it already paid for itself.
Well, there you go.
And like I mentioned to you during the week, you know, it's a question of if I want to have that, how I want to carry it around, and especially now that I'm, you know, packing everything, and, you know, I'm like, look at all these movies I got. But it's like, if I get digital copies, you know, they're just stored on my, you know, my external drive or my computer or something. So, you know, one less thing to pack away. Mm-hmm. So I'm good with that now. I think, I'll go digital copy as long as it's a movie that I really want to see and it's, you know, priced right, then yeah, I'd go for it. So that awesome. Was my anything goes. What you got?
Well, I was trying to take advantage of you talking for a moment to take a picture of my anything goes. It's something that I've shared before, but I was completely blocking the iPad. Oh well. Killer Rabbit slippers. I decided I want to podcast in my Killer Rabbit slippers from Monty Python, and the Holy Grail. Sharp pointy teeth and all. that's my anything goes. I'm wearing them while I pod. And now I'm Killer Rabbit bunny slippers.
Okay, that's gonna be hilarious to see in the future.
The lighting's kind of bad, but you know, I mean, I couldn't get the white balance right. You know, if you can actually talk for a few moments, I can get a better picture here.
I think it'll be all right. I mean, no one's gonna
fine. Okay.
You know, tear you up on Twitter. Oh my god, that picture was bad.
Well, it is kind of bad. The lighting's bad.
Okay, retake your picture then.
Well, but then you have to talk for a few moments, and I'll just post this.
Okay, I'll talk a few moments.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Well, since you brought up Monty Python and the Holy Grail, that's a movie I've got that has a digital copy with it. I haven't downloaded it yet. Yeah, digital copy. I like it.
All right.
You won me over, iTunes, releasing it early. Cheap enough. All right.
Coolio. All right.
For now.
That's Anything Goes. I just sent the darker one. Not my favorite picture, but, and my desk's kind of a mess, but hey, whatever. Ooh, it looks like it's going to be quotes. It's quotes. Do you have a quote?
Yes, I do.
What do you got? Wait, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. I think my notes again.
So, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to say that name. the question was asked, what is Lego? And Lego CEO Jorgen Vig Nudstrup. I hope I said that right. Lego.
Say it again?
No.
I just want to hear it again.
No. Jorgen Vig Nudstrup. Are you happy? All right. Shut up. I'm going to read his quote now. Oh, that is called dropping the ball. All right. He says, Lego is a material that is endlessly creative and at the same time extremely logical because everything fits in almost like a digital way of zeros and ones.
You go, Jorgen Von.
Isn't that cool? Okay, but then he also goes on to say, it is the only material in the world that acts as if it was glued, and yet you can easily take it apart. There is no other system like this one that we've invented. And I'm just thinking about the second part of that quote, going, it's the only material in the world that acts as if it was glued, and yet you can easily take it apart. Two things. Have you ever tried to take Legos apart? It is not done easily, my friend.
That's what I'm calling bullshit, because have you ever put those flat pieces together?
The exactly.
Little thin flat pieces?
And yes, and you break a fucking nail every single time. You know, and,
or you
and,
have to chew on it.
No, but now they actually have this tool that I can't find. It's on my desk somewhere, but now they have a tool for that. But my
it's
second
a Lego
point,
pry bar?
Yeah, there's a yeah. Where the hell? Oh, here it is.
A Lego pry bar.
Yeah, it's all it came with the Research Institute set. Yeah, it's really cool. Okay, but I had a second point. Not only are they not easily taken apart, but here I'm gonna read that part of the quote again. It's the only material in the world that acts as if it was glued, and yet you can easily take it apart. Velcro.
Okay, that's a good point. And that's
Velcro
easier.
Velcro, exactly.
You just find an edge.
Yep. Oh, and also if you get the kind of Velcro where it's just the two, you know, like the loops, you know, the loop and oh crap, I forget what, you know, the other part of the Velcro, hook? The one that, you know, if you were to rub it on your skin it would hurt. You know, the hook and the loop. You know, the hook basically, you know, looks pretty straight, so it's kind of like a one, and the loop makes a zero. I see one and zeros interoperating together to form something that acts as if it was glued. So, Velcro and Lego, more related than we might think. And why is this a quote? Because it came out of a something I was watching earlier today, and if we get to that part of it, I will further reveal what that is. But I don't want to spoil future content, and if you remind me afterwards, I will talk about it a little bit more. What do you got, Kitty?
Was it in Beneath the Planet of the Apes?
No, it wasn't in Beneath the Planet of the Apes. Do you think they had Lego in Beneath the Planet of the Apes? The little mutant humans that tear their faces off to reveal their mutations? You know, we're sitting together trying to pry Lego bricks apart, biting it, and then, eventually using their mind powers to create the illusion that they've been separated because they're a peaceful people, and trying to pull them apart makes them want to do commit violence.
Where the hell did your mind just go? I don't remember that part of Beneath the Planet Apes. I'm going to have to go
watch it. We were talking about Lego, so I kept going on Lego. And you asked if they were in Beneath the Planet of the Apes, so.
Forget I ever said that.
Okay. I try to forget everything you say. Wait, what? What do you got, Kitty?
Mine's not as great as yours, but I've got one. It's from Heather's.
Ooh, nice.
Veronica Sawyer. She's writing in her diary. Dear diary, Heather told me she teaches people real life. She said, real life sucks losers dry. You want to fuck with eagles? You have to learn to fly. I said, so you teach people how to spread their wings and fly? She said, yes. I said, you're beautiful. See, I told you it wasn't as interesting as mine. That's yours. But for some reason, I was thinking of Heather's today, and boom. I had a different one, but I was like, no, it was not as good. But I like this one.
That's awesome. I love that movie.
Heather's is fun.
Yeah, Winona Ryder, Christian Slater, yeah. Yeah, and we've got Pop My Culture Cherry. Do you have anything for Pop My Culture Cherry?
I don't think I do.
Aww,
wait. Yeah, I did. No. Yeah, I did. It's not the one that I wanted. I had a different one in mind, and I forgot to write it down.
Okay. Do you want to go with it?
Is it my turn to go first?
It's your turn to go first.
I was just going to bring up Gotham.
Oh, my God. Gotham came out this week. Yes.
So, what did you think?
I liked it. I really liked the interaction between Gordon and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that was good. I kind of like Bullock, too.
Yes.
Even though, like, in the animated series, he was kind of a dick. So I guess he kind of is in this show, too. But
he's a dick, but you kind of understand why.
Yeah, he's kind of caught up in all the corruption that's going on.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not so certain that I like... Well, you know, they some of the villains that are going to start, you know, popping up. You know, origins that they're going to go with. But, you know, it's... Everything can't follow the comic book. Some people will say, well, that's
right.
Not
they need
in
to
the
do
comic
some,
book.
Yeah, but they need to do something original.
Yeah, because, you know, if it's going to be like... Exactly like the comic book, then, you know, people have read it, or they can go back and read it and say, oh,
yeah,
well, it's going to happen.
They're just taking the exact same story and presenting it.
With a little twist.
Yeah, no, there has to be something that makes it original to the medium.
Yeah, so.
Yep. Oh, gosh, I can't find her. Let's see. The girl who plays Selena Kyle. Did she speak in that first episode? I don't think she did.
I don't know. Now I was trying to go over the whole show in my mind in like
a couple
of seconds.
I don't think she spoke once during the entire episode.
Wait.
Everything that she did. She was amazing.
I think she spoke to the cat.
Oh, maybe she did.
She may have said, you know, a couple of lines there.
I think you're right. But for as few lines as she had, she was amazing in that first episode.
Yeah.
It's just so expressive with the looks on her face. It was just fantastic. Her name's Cameron Bikendova. Yeah, definitely.
She's got a familiar looking face. I couldn't place
who. She has three credits.
No, I'm thinking about somebody who's older and older. Well, I'm not like an old actress, but someone who's older than she is. She just has a familiar looking face. But what else has she been in? Maybe I did see something in
Battlefield America and something else. I just cleared it. I just closed the tab, and I'm not going to reopen it because I'm going to move on to.
But I like this. I like Gotham. I kind of like. Hey, I'm going to keep up with it.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I didn't hate it. So am I. All right, my turn. If I can find it. Okay. So on Monday, I was checking out geekhq.com, and I saw two headlines back to back, and I just have to share them. Accuser drops sexual abuse lawsuit against Bryan Singer. That's the first one.
Okay.
And it was immediately followed by Bryan Singer confirmed to direct X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
They were back to back. I'm sure they didn't, you know, I'm sure those two announcements were entirely unrelated. Okay, I guess I'm the only one that thinks that's funny. All right, moving on.
Oh, sorry, I had sneezed.
Aw. Why do you choose to have body functions when I'm making a joke?
Well, I could...
Stop!
Yeah, I could leave it unmuted.
Damn it. Do you have anything for who me, sir?
I do feel a little bit gassy, so later on I'll just not mute it, just in case. No, because I haven't seen the newest episode.
Well, it doesn't have to be about the newest episode, but I don't have anything either, and do you know what that means?
No points for either of us.
I think that's where we end the tournament of segments. What do you think?
Already?
Well, we're already like 45 minutes into the show, at least.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Well, we can go on. You want you? All right, we'll do another segment.
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay. All right. We do have to end it on something that. Oh, that one's gonna. Okay, it did slow down. I was like, oh, I spun that really fast. Oh, frack. Knight's choice, kitty.
Ooh. Guilty pleasure.
Okay. Well, my guilty pleasure is Jason Statham.
Okay.
Do you remember what his character's name was in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
I don't think I've seen that one.
Okay, we will have to fix that. It's Bacon! And then,
his name was Bacon?
Yeah. And then in he was Turkish in Snatch. Another Guy Ritchie film. I love both of those. And they're primarily...
I can honestly say I've never seen that one.
Oh my god, you've never seen Snatch?
Well...
Dude, Snatch is the best. Seriously. I can't think of anything that I enjoy more than Snatch.
No.
Except for maybe Star Wars, but it's really, really iffy. I'm right there. You know, right there. Star Wars, Snatch, who could decide?
I'd have to go with Star Wars. I don't think I'd ever see Snatch, and it just doesn't seem that interesting to me, so.
Okay.
So Jason Statham.
I also I have to admit I loved Crank. That movie was exactly
good.
Yeah, it was exactly what it, you know, it didn't pretend to be something it wasn't. It was just we're just going to be an action movie. Just go, you know? And
wow, I'm surprised you liked that one. I mean, I liked Crank, but you know, whatever.
Oh, I thought it was funny as hell. You know, like he gets the good Haitian shit and then, you know, and then the scene with his girlfriend, as crazy as that was and everything,
yeah,
you know,
that was,
you know, like the kids and everyone watching and
didn't at one point he take like
the adrenaline shot and then he saw, you know, running and talking to the doctor and the doctor's like, oh yeah, you know, heart rate elevated, blah, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then he like talks about, you know, being as hard as granite or something like that. And he looks down at his dick and then he's like, yep.
You know, no, there was just, a scene I was thinking of. Didn't he take like a 3 dozen pixie sticks at once or something?
Is something like that, yeah. Yeah, just dumping as much sugar, caffeine, and adrenaline into his system as he can. And DC Cantel says the transporter, the first transporter was excellent. Yeah, I enjoyed that one as well. And actually, all of, like, Jason Statham came up because Al and I were actually talking before the show. And then, we both admitted to having crushes on Clive Owen. It was a tender moment.
He's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. Clive Owen is awesome.
What was that movie he was in that was all crazy? He had the baby. He didn't have the baby, but he was protecting some woman who had a baby or something. Damn, I can't think of that. It had Paul Giamatti in it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those crazy ones.
It's not coming to...
Yeah, somebody will mention it.
No.
But that was pretty good.
Yep.
But yeah, I like Jason Statham. I liked him in the Expendables movies. I didn't see the third one, but...
Oh, I haven't seen any of the Expendables movies. He's in those?
Yeah, he's in those. He's pretty good.
Well, okay. Like, I knew he was in the later ones, but...
No, he's all of them.
I thought he was only supposed to be in the third one. But no. Anyway.
Yeah. But, okay.
All right, what do you got?
Well, it was a movie I watched during the week when I was sick and I had nowhere to go. Maximum Overdrive. It was it's kind of a horrible movie. Even the director says it's a horrible movie, and I think there's a quote him saying that he was coked up at the time and had no idea why he made this movie. And it was his first directorial project, debut, whatever, and his last. And he was even in it. He made an appearance at the beginning. And it was his short story. I think it's a short story, Maximum Overdrive, Stephen King. Have you seen it?
I have not. I'm not a Stephen King fan.
Well, I've seen a lot of his movies. Only one, the one book I read, The Cell or whatever, or Cell, about the cell phones. I read it all the way through, and at the very end, the last line pissed me off. And I threw the book across the room and cursed Stephen King. But anyway, Maximum Overdrive, there's a comet that passes Earth, and Earth is kind of in the tail of the comet for like 8 days. And then machines and vehicles and everything start to get a life of their own. They start killing humans.
I take that back. I'm a big Stephen King fan. I was just looking up some of the other stuff that he does. And just, you know, right off the top, known for The Shawshank Redemption, The Green Mile, The Shining, and Stand By Me. Okay.
You didn't know those were his?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Oh, okay.
I knew about The Shining, but I forgot about Shawshank and The Green Mile, and I did not know about Stand By Me. I did not know that he wrote that.
Yeah, it's a short story called The Body.
Huh.
How I haven't about read that? It, but I saw it in a book, like four different short stories of his, and that was it. I never got to read it. But, and Maximum Overdrive sort of focuses on a group of people stuck in a truck stop. You know, it stars Emilio Estevez as the main character. And, you know, they're being surrounded by all these diesel trucks trying to, you know, keep them in. And you know, anyone who tries to escape, they try to kill them. And it's really a bad movie. But it's one I like to watch it once. It's kind of like one of those post-apocalyptic kind of end of the world kind of movies, and it's just kind of fun that machines are trying to kill people, you know. And it reminds me of now. I mean,
Emilio Estevez is kind of a hit and miss kind of guy anyway, acting wise.
Well, I keep saying, you know, if they're going to remake movies, that should be one, as long as he's in it at some point somehow. You know, if you're going to remake it, make sure he's got a part in it.
Okay.
know, it's a, like I said, it's a terrible movie, but I like to watch it.
All right, great. I want to do one more just because I'm really, really hoping to get what's real. And if we don't get it, maybe we'll just pretend like we, oh, I just went past it. You suck.
You suck, Spinner.
Oh, come on. Oh, and it even jumped over to Pod People, so I can't even BS this one. Screw that. It's holiday movie, but I don't know. Do you have a holiday movie? I don't. I kind of don't want to do this. I just want to mention I have for What's Real because it informed.
No, I don't have a holiday movie.
Yeah, neither do I. So we're going to ignore that spin, and I'm just going to mention that my What's Real would have been Inside Lego. It's a short 20-minute documentary on Lego, and that's where I got the quote. Earlier, and this was recommended to me by Damian Chaplin, and he's called Getting Geeky a couple of times, and he's
informed. Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Okay, it sounded familiar when you said
it's really cool. Yeah, I dug it. It's a lot of fun. Oh, and there was this great moment where this one guy was talking about, you know the rectangular bricks? They've got, the 2x4 dots on top and then the 3 columns. He was talking about the innovation of the columns on the bottom of the bricks, because, the original bricks didn't grip. You know, they could only be simple stacking and everything. Mm-hmm. And he said that those columns allow them, the bricks to grip each other, so you can do the offset stacking and build off the top of that. And he said it's the single most important innovation to ever come out of the company, or that ever will. he was just like mega geeking out about it. And then he started by talking about those rectangular bricks, the 2x4 and 3 column. He started talking about how with two of them, I think it was 16 different, there's 16 different ways to stack it. And then if you add a third one, the number goes up, and then he worked it up to 6 bricks of the same color. He gave the exact number, but it was almost a billion different possible combinations of just those 6 bricks.
Damn.
How freaking cool is that?
I've got to watch that.
Yeah, it's so cool. He was geeking out about it. It was really awesome to watch. And then they showed some Lego Mindstorm stuff. And oh my God, I wish I had gotten into Mindstorm. Like, I knew about it. I had a couple of friends that were, playing with them and actually building stuff out of it. In fact, one of my friends ended up, when we were at UCI, he got into Mindstorm big time and actually started using it for part of his graduate studies.
Now, what is that? Is that block game?
And Mindstorm is the Legos that you hook up to robotics. It's the robotics kit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and you can hook it up to. Yeah, you can program it. It seems like the natural extension. Why I never got into it is completely beyond me. Anyway, I had a lot of fun geeking out about Lego, and I definitely wanted to mention Damien because he recommended it to me. And then Mark Thorner actually recommended Print the Legend. It's a Netflix original. I just didn't have enough time to watch it today. So... it's probably going to be my What's Real for next week. Alrighty. Yep.
That's cool.
Did you have anything? Did you have anything that you wanted to specifically mention, or?
What for? What's real, or just
no?
In
just
general?
Just in general, because that was one that I definitely wanted to bring up tonight. Sometimes.
No, not really.
All
I'm
right.
Just looking forward to tonight because it's been a rough week.
Yeah. And well, I guess you know what that means, right? What time it is?
It's that time.
The flick pick.
What the hell's our flick pick for this week?
Yeah, we didn't tweet that. It's when Harry met Sally.
Yeah. It was released in 1989. And check this out. On Rotten Tomatoes, 88% of critics certified it fresh. And the audience rating, 89%. They pretty much agree. Almost exactly. That's pretty cool.
That is good.
I did not know it was directed by Rob Reiner.
Really?
Yeah. Like, really, I didn't know that? Or really, it was, no, like, you really didn't know that either?
No, I knew that. I didn't know you knew.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it once.
I also didn't know that it was written by Nora Ephron.
Okay, that I did not know.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. I like her work. I like Rob Reiner's work. Princess Bride. Come on. Who can't love the Princess Bride?
Meathead. All in the Family.
Well, yeah.
He's done other stuff too, I guess.
Yeah. I never saw All in the Family. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I had to watch that. There's no way they could do that show today.
Oh, really? Maybe I do need to watch this.
Oh, yeah. That's Archie Bunker. He was... Damn! Say some shit. Just about people in general. I mean, just very opinionated. I'll say that. I'm not even going to say borderline racist because he looked at the border and said, fuck that shit.
It never ceases to amaze me that we haven't even gotten to the point where we talk about who stars in this and we're already sidetracked onto other, not just one other movie. We've not just jumped over and, you know, at least, you know, mentioned one other movie. Nope. We're now talking about two different movies instead of our flick pick. Why, sir, I ask you, why do we continually do this? Why are we unable to talk about our flick picks?
We get back to it eventually.
Yeah, but when are we going to get back to it now?
Now? Like then? Now?
When will then be now?
Just
wait,
then.
God, didn't I do that last week?
I don't know. That was then. That's not
when
now.
When will then be now?
Now.
Now?
Right now.
Okay. Who the hell stars in this movie?
Billy Crystal and isn't it Meg Ryan?
It's Meg
Ryan. See,
that's
why I didn't watch it too much, because I'm not a big Billy Crystal fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
maybe Jody Dallas and Soap. That's about as far back as I go.
But when Harry met Sally, and he was in Princess Bride as well, and City Slickers, and he's Mike Wazowski.
Okay, I did like him as
well. Okay. All right, well.
Well, you brought this movie up.
Yes.
Where did this come from? Why all of a sudden this Harry met Sally?
I just felt like watching it. I felt like watching a girly movie.
Okay.
And it's a standard, though. It's come on. It's When Harry Met Sally. It's an epic love story. It's awesome.
Chick flick.
And they hate each other at first. They totally, like, or, well, they don't hate each other, but it's heresy. Absolute heresy. I'm not sure what that was in reference to, but Al says heresy.
Wasn't that in Princess Bride?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, no. Anyway, they don't like each other at first, and then they become friends, and there's this whole thing of, you know, thing about how men and women can't be friends, and there's great, oh my God, the lines in this, and it's okay. I keep thinking about certain scenes, you know, obviously the faking it conversation is a very classic one, you know.
The restaurant.
Yes. Great. One of the greatest orgasms in the history of movies. yeah. But then the speech about, you know, when you realize that you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, you want the rest of your life to start right away, you know? Just it's sweet. It's got the exact same qualities that I loved about, you know. Okay, fine. It's a chick flick, all right? I just really felt like watching one.
Okay. I'm for that. I mean, I've got a couple that I've got in mind that we'll watch, but I guess I'll probably have to wait until I get there because some of them you just can't find anymore. But so did it ever get answered? Can men and women ever be friends?
Apparently not.
Oh.
Well, because they hooked up.
Oh.
So.
I guess in certain instances it can work. I mean.
It. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you're a woman and I'm friends with you, so.
Yeah, I knew where you were going with that. Yeah. Yep. Actually, I did have something. Oh, wait, where? I noted something about that somewhere, but I don't know where I wrote that down.
What I just said?
No. Oh. No. I don't know. So I actually did have a note written somewhere, yes. But okay, so that was you grilling me about, you know, I got this text. I got this text from him earlier today, like, oh, I know how I'm gonna grill you tonight. That was you grilling
pretty
me.
Slow. I know. I'm asking. You had a reason. You really like this movie. It says something to you, apparently. Well, most of our picks do, you know, say something to us. That's why we pick them, because they're a favorite of ours for one reason or another. So this one has to.
And it comes down to what we're in the mood for. And
so you were feeling all chick flicky.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, girly.
Yeah.
Girly, girly. You're all girly, girly.
What's your point? Yes, I wanted to watch a chick flick. I already admitted this.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Okay. All right. Well,
because I know at some point when we watch Breakfast at Tiffany's, I'm going to start tearing up. I'm like, you shut up. You shut up, you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That so, this was a difficult movie to find. Sorry.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. I don't have it on DVD. I tried to look for it. The only place I could get it was to order it, and that wasn't going to happen because it wasn't enough time. iTunes did not have it to rent. I found out yesterday that it was on Amazon rental or whatever, but that was too late. But for some reason in the back of my mind, I saw this movie and I saw, you know, the case, the picture of it, you know, with Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal standing, you know, over a city, you know, the poster. And I thought,
there's multiple posters.
I do have this movie. Well, I don't technically have this movie, but I've seen it here. So I do have this movie. I did find it. And I have to thank my stepdad, because every once in a while he has to help clean out offices or homes or something. And he'll get stuff. It just so happens he, at some point, he got, I guess it's got to be 2 or 3 years ago, he got a box of movies. Sorry. Sorry about that.
You okay?
Yeah, just coughing fit still.
Oh, but that sucks. It came right as I was taking a drink of water, too, so I couldn't do anything about it.
But, I remember seeing it in this storage house that we have. It was a VHS copy.
Nice.
And I meant to go look yesterday for it to make sure it was in there. But I went and looked tonight, and there it was, sitting right at the top of the box. just, you know, just worn, you know, the covers faded. But there it was when Harry met Sally. And I was like, oh, shit, do I still have that working VCR? So,
are you serious? You're going to watch it on
VCR?
Oh, my God.
So I hope you don't have like an ultimate theatrical director edition or whatever.
I've got it on Blu-ray. I'm assuming it's going to be... Okay, it does say the original theatrical trailer. Perfect.
So, yeah, I hooked everything up, and I looked at it, and I was like, damn.
Dude, I got to be honest. I was wondering, like, why are you going into this much detail? Like, you clearly found the movie. We're going to watch it. What the fuck are you doing? Like, what? Where are you going? Oh, damn! VHS? What?
Like, holy shit.
So...
This will be different.
How's the pit? You said that you were looking at the picture. How does VHS hold up after all this
time? Oh my God. Grainy as shit. I'm like, can I watch this?
I mean, I don't know. Can you?
I'm not sure my eyes are going to be used to this. I'm used to DVD and then I'm used to Blu-rays. And I watched this and I'm like, wait a second. I can't stop it. I can't move forward. Where's the menu? There's no menu and there's no scene selection.
Are you at zeros? I don't know. There's no zeros. My zeros are different than your zeros.
Okay, that's going to be a little different.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay. We will figure it out. However, okay.
But honestly, I think this was the last time I watched this movie. It was on VHS, so it won't be too much different.
Awesome.
But it's just messed up that I gotta watch it on VHS. But it's cool. I mean, when I hooked up the VCR, I forgot what the hell it was called. there was already a movie in it, Wisdom. And that's a movie for another time.
Okay. All right. Well, looking at the back cover of my Blu-ray. For this movie. Did you know that Barry Sonnenfeld was the director of photography in this?
No, I did not. Men in Black? Director?
I'm not kidding. Director of photography, Barry Sonnenfeld.
That's cool.
I did not know that.
Weird, wild stuff.
Well, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week, and as always, that's Nights with a K. The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
Yes.
Yeah, that's your line there, Katie.
Oh, crap. See, I don't have my notes again.
Oh, crap.
Told
All right.
I'm
well,
totally off my game.
Okay, right. Well, we I'm aim at... to start the live broadcast at 10 p.m. Pacific, and maybe one day we'll actually do that one of these days.
We were
pretty close. We've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and it's also where you can find the live stream. On Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com. We would like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the Midnight Movie Nights cover art, Judge Funky Boy for the theme, Al DC Cantel for the segment intros, our new follower, Mr. James Patrick, JWPNC68. Thanks for following us. And we would like to thank you for listening, be it live or on the podcast or whenever. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Let's go watch a movie.
And talk hard.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
Displaced kitty. I've got a makeshift desk with a computer and microphone.
You weren't talking the entire time, were you?
No.
Okay.
I just started talking.
Okay, because I just unmuted a moment ago. I just unmuted a moment ago. So, okay, dude, what the hell? Like, what was with the grilling? I thought you were actually going to go after me.
I thought I did.
Oh.
Well, I'm not there. Otherwise, I would have put a light in your face and would have smoked a lot of cigarettes and, you know, yelled at you.
Okay.
Like Jack Bauer. Why did you choose that movie? Why?
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. Like, I was expecting the intensity, you know?
Jabbed a nail in your kneecap or something or whatever the hell Jack Bauer does. Why did you choose this movie? Where's the bomb? We just wanted to watch a movie. Bomb was Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, I wish I had that queued up. That would have been the perfect spot to cut it. Oh, well.